Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can submit different show prep suggestions, and then other listeners can vote them up or down. Of course, you can vote on anything you see on the website as well. And then the most popular items will essentially be promoted to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there, and you can get interactive with the show and other listeners, etc. It's all for free. freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, I said we had some corrupt cop stories, so I do want to get to those. But first, Steve is in Missouri. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Steve in Missouri, going once.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Here you are. Go ahead, sir.
All right. So the thing is that, yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and, you know, a little different ideas. But I really wonder, on this Rand Paul thing, why is it? I heard the other day one of you said that you think that Rand Paul hates freedom. Why is that?
Oh, no, I don't. If I said that,
liberty.
Ian, how about he doesn't understand liberty? How about that?
Sounds better to me, but why?
Well, because he doesn't speak in the way that someone who understands liberty would speak. He talks about he calls the people in Guantanamo Bay thugs. None of them have been convicted of a crime. We don't even know what the accusations are against most of them. And he wants to have military tribunals forced upon these men. That's not very liberty oriented. He doesn't take, from what I understand, of Christine Smith, and I haven't looked into the claim, but he's apparently not even good on the marijuana issue. He's for building helipads and underground electric fences to try to keep people from coming here. And he's really, from what I understand from our callers, really poor on foreign policy, in that he's not really a non-interventionist.
Helipads and electric fences?
Underground electric fences. That's one of his, as I recall, that's one of his proposals.
Oh, you mean on the border, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't speak as though someone who loves liberty and who values the non-aggression principle and who understands what freedom really is. He doesn't speak as someone who's like that.
Oh, I guess I haven't seen that part of him. I mean, don't you think that there's something positive? Well, I mean, do you think that Ron hates liberty? Well,
no, I think Ron Paul is. I think Rand Paul is a pale shadow of his father. I think that Ron, I think, tempered his message during the presidential campaign. He did some pandering to some extent, and I certainly called him on that when I saw that happening. But I don't think Ron was as anti-liberty as his son.
I think Ron sort of acknowledges what is. You know, here's the situation today, he still sort of hints at the pure freedom message, so I think that he gets it. It's just that, like you say, he's sort of pandering to some extent, and that's what politics is all about. It's about compromise, yeah. And that's why it tends to fail in the long term.
So did that answer your question?
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's the thing is, really, is when, I mean, I guess you can't have somebody who's a real freedom lover who gets into politics. Like, as soon as you get into politics, you become crooked.
Well, his father, I think, does a better job with the message than he has. And I'll say that he's had a lot more
practice.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know why it is his father's been able to pull off a better, you know, sort of better terminology with the language around liberty than Rand has. Maybe it's his run, you know, who he had to run against in the Republican race. You know, and now maybe that he's beaten that, you know, he'll change his message a little. Who knows?
Yeah,
anything else you want to share tonight, Steve?
Not really. That's it, you know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Now, Christine Smith, her website, she was the Christine that was on our phones a few moments ago, christinesmith.us. She's got a blog there. And her claim, and she does not cite a source for this, her claim is that Rand Paul has said that he does not support eliminating all federal laws or penalties on marijuana. So maybe she'll post an updated blog. Obviously, she's listening tonight. Maybe she'll post an updated blog where she can cite her source on that. But I have no reason to disbelieve what she says, considering some of the things I've heard this guy say. On his own website, he had the idea of the electric fence, the helicopter pads, the underground electric fence, as I recall, and he called the people in Guantanamo thugs. So I saw all that on his own website. With that kind of attitude, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't even on board with decriminalizing pot.
Mark, you probably know better than me. How is he when it comes to downsizing government, eliminating corruption?
On the fiscal side, he's really, really good. Okay. It's the social stuff and the foreign policy stuff that he isn't as strong as he could be. I think that he would likely be one of, if not the very best politician in the areas of freedom on the aggregate that we would have in Washington. And that's the reason that I don't want to make the good the enemy of the perfect.
And that tells me that really he doesn't, like Ian's suggesting, that he just doesn't get all of the aspects and the entire perspective of liberty, because how can you argue for a underground fence or helipads or whatever if you know that, the government's going to fail because the people will be bribed or, whatever, they'll find a way around. It's just not going to work. But he still sort of buys into that paradigm of government's keeping us safe, government's protecting us, and we need some kind of government out there.
Maybe
otherwise it'll be chaos and anarchy.
It could be just as possible that he's buying into the, well, I have to say this in order to get elected.
That was the other possibility. So it's one or the other, right? It's either he doesn't really get it, or he is pandering. So to the point where he's essentially he's telling lies. So either he gets it and he's lying, which I find particularly reprehensible.
Well, that's what politicians do by and large.
I don't excuse that, though. Oh, he's a politician. It's okay if he lies. No, that's unacceptable. If you really get liberty and you're not talking about liberty and you're not expressing what freedom is really all about, whether you're a bad communicator or not is another issue. But if you don't get it and you're not doing your best to express it as well as you possibly can because it's your job as, I think, a liberty candidate to express the ideas of liberty. That's why I don't consider him a liberty candidate. And you're lying about it. You're taking a position because you think it's going to get you votes. I find that despicable.
Well, all I've got to say is even with his stances as they've been portrayed by him, he would still be probably the best, if not one of the best, certainly one of the top five pro-liberty senators in the Senate. And I'm not willing
to.
Right. Well, I know what you think. You don't care.
No, because it won't make a damn bit of difference.
I think that the ideas of liberty need to be spoken, even if imperfectly, in every place that we can get them, and especially the United States Senate.
All right, so let's see if he actually does that, right, Mark? You're going to keep an eye on him and let me know, right?
Doing my best.
Hey, we got to start somewhere.
1-800-259-9231. How about we start with secession? I think that'd be a much easier task than doing anything liberty-oriented in Washington, D.C. I mean, if you believe what this cat said from Congress, Mark Sauder, who's one of the worst drug warriors out there, we've talked about some of the awful things that this man has proposed in the past. The folks over at the Drug War Chronicle say that family values crusader and drug war zealot Mark Sauder from Indiana announced Tuesday he was resigning from Congress after admitting to an affair with a female staffer. The bombshell announcement came at a Capitol Hill press conference, adding to the irony of demoralizing conservatives' downfall. The staffer with whom he had the affair, Tracy Jackson, worked together with him on one of Sauder's pet passions, promoting abstinence education. They even created a video in which the pair of them discuss his efforts to promote abstinence. The various copies of that video on YouTube have had more than 100,000 views as of Tuesday night. So here's what he had to say for himself. I sinned against God, my wife, and my family by having a mutual relationship with a part-time member of my staff. In the poisonous environment of Washington, D.C., any personal failing is seized upon, often twisted for political gain. I am resigning rather than to put my family through that painful, drawn-out process. So the suggestion from this guy is that well, I mean, he's just been poisoned by Washington, D.C., and he was a good family man until he came to D.C., and it just ruined him.
Cry me a river, buddy.
Yeah, and this is one of the guys that is just one of the worst drug warriors out there, so good riddance to you. 800-259-9231, but the question is, will Rand Paul, the supposed liberty candidate, which I don't think he is, will he get poisoned by D.C.? It sounds like he's already been poisoned. Not a good start.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest of...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get a lot of features on our site, and they're all free. So head on over there and enjoy them. The archives are included. If you've missed a moment of the show, they are all available for you now 7 days a week with the addition of our brand-new internet-only, co-hosts-only Sunday show. So, and I know that Sam's going to be heading one of those up here in coming weeks. I don't know if y'all have quite ironed out who's going to be doing what, but now 7 days a week, all their archives are totally free. The whole website's free. Freetalklive.com.
And the CAM is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to, I believe, Stephen is in Oregon. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live, being Sam and Mark.
Oh, hey, you guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
I just want to make sure we're connected. Hey, the immigration issue. And you know what? I just want to give, I think that in my opinion, that we're too many people are not informed. And one of the things is, see, now, I, you know, many, many years ago worked with the black people, you know, and to get them, I just felt that they needed help, okay? So I worked with them, and all of a sudden I'm seeing all this immigration coming in like crazy. And I'm seeing gangs getting started, and I see the gangs fighting against the black people. I see them doing this, I see them doing that. All my work went to heck. So I just don't understand why people, everything is Hispanic now. And I kind of work, I'm not black, but I just, they didn't come here illegally. They were brought in chains. And so they come here, and I kind of wanted to help them out. But then all of a sudden, the borders are open, and I'm going to be brief, but let me finish. And so we've got that situation. So all of a sudden, everything I worked for went to heck. You know, all my years are gone. And so then you go to another thing, is it would have been very simple. If you look at history, and if you look at anything you want to look at, I mean, they're building 20-foot walls in Iraq and all this kind of stuff, and they can do, and they got technology that's beyond imagination. They could have did a great visa system where the people south of the border could have, you know, signed up. They could have got them in here within like 30 days, maybe two pages of paperwork, but no. It takes them 10 years and 5,000 people. Come on.
Mm.
It didn't have to be that way. Okay, so then you have to look further than that. Then why did they do it that way? And why don't they do all this stuff? So then you look bigger at that. Then you've got to look at the bankers. And see, this is what you guys are missing. This is what your callers and your listeners are missing. It's the friggin' cotton-picking bankers, man. And they want a North American Union. They want the New World Order. This is what they want. And anybody who does not see that. Now, I understood 10 years ago when I talked about this why people said, you're an idiot. You need to get psychological help. Okay, but come on now. It's there now. It's right in front of our faces. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore.
I'm just curious. What is the interest of the bankers as to whether or not immigrants come here?
Oh, because number one, they come here, and if you get through the border, you don't have to go through the visa system and learn about the Constitution. You don't have to learn.
What's
about
that have
rights
to do with the bankers? I'm asking you. You said the bankers are the problem.
See, this is what you don't know. This goes back down to the Rothschilds, all the way back to 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here, and when you go to 1776 and they lost the war, do you think they just raised their hands up and said, oh, well, no, they lost their military, so they sent the bankers over here. And if you read about Andrew Jackson and what he talked about the bankers, and if you read about Abraham Lincoln, is now,
I understand
like
that there are a lot of people that...
Andrew Jackson? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, the audio didn't sound
Andrew
good.
Andrew Jackson. And well, Abraham Lincoln, he's not my favorite.
We know a little bit about this stuff. I mean, you know, I would like to point out that I named my son after Andrew Jackson. So, I mean, we know about the bankers. I'm not sure that I want to, you know, wrap it all into this long-running Bilderberg conspiracy, because that sounds a little...
It's what it is now, though. This is what you don't get. Now,
you don't get it, Mark. You just don't get it.
I do understand 5 years
he knows.
Ago when
is
I talked about this.
He knows the truth.
Is there any chance that there's a competing group of, say, bankers that might be competing against the Bilderberg?
Are you listening?
Okay, hold on. Just clarify for us what it is the bankers, what interest they have in controlling immigration. Talk about that. Talk about the actual things that they're doing that they want to see happen that they're somehow fostering. Can you give us examples?
Yes, I'll give you a few. Now, I'm not really great at this.
Okay.
There's other people that do it, and if you research to the people who can do it better than me, that would be a good idea. But anyways, here's what I got so far. Is I do look at the bankers, and that Andrew Jackson said, you let the bankers run this, then what happens is you'll wake up homeless and in tyranny.
He who controls the money, controls everything. I certainly understand that there are people in search of power, but can you be very specific on why it is you believe the bankers will benefit from an open immigration policy? Why you believe this is some sort of conspiracy on their part?
Because they're doing the same thing they have done in Europe with the European Union. What they need to do is get it all divided and everybody on the same boat, and then they can have it. They're doing it in Africa Union.
Wait a minute. To get it all divided and to get everybody on the same boat, which way is it? I'm not sure what that means.
Sorry, I said it the wrong way. What I should have said is to get it defined with unions. And what they do is the European Union, and they'll get the North American Union, and they'll get the Eurasian Union, they'll get the African Union. It gives it's easy, and they can put puppets in.
Well, what do immigrants have to do with that? I don't understand. You still haven't. You've talked about all these grandiose plans that people in search of power might have, and I would believe you. I think that the people who want to aggregate more power to themselves would like to have a North American Union. I think that makes sense. I think that the thing that's kind of working against that, as Mark alluded to, is that there are some other people out there that don't want to give up their power for this greater cause of the so-called New World Order. But what specifically do the bankers have to do with immigration? By the way, nobody's pushing for an open immigration policy besides Free Talk Live. The bankers certainly aren't, and no one in politics is either.
Right. I've never heard a banker say, we need to let the Mexicans in.
Actually, no, that is exactly what they're doing, because since they control everything.
I've never heard them say it.
They control everything. And so what they do, and it's like I mentioned earlier, it would have been a simple solution. And when you see a simple solution that they do not abide by giving...
Before you can give a solution, you need to outline the problem. And we've asked you several times now to talk about specifically why it is you believe the bankers, these evil men in search of power, have a real hard-on for open immigration.
Let me try to explain this.
This is your last chance, and you've got 20
seconds.
That is
my last chance. I know, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Yes, it is because of the union thing that I talked about, to open it up to where you've got Canada. Now, Canada's already taken. They own Canada already.
I'm sorry. I think we've just got a communication breakdown here. You can try again another night. Maybe I'm not asking the question the right way. I thank you for the call.
Yeah, when we come back, I'll try and jump in and give my take on what I think he's trying to explain and see if we can clear it up.
In a moment here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything. I'll do my best to try to understand you. I really will. It's Free Talk Live, but we got to move on.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. In fact, those features include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're there. It's free. Over 500,000 posts for you to sift around through and post in. bbs.freetalklive.com. Sam, last year you attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival of 2009. We were also in attendance. Free Talk Live broadcast live. We will broadcast live this year. What to you was the best part about the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
That was right after I got out of jail and just seeing all of the people that had followed my story were coming up, talking to me, talking about the impact that that I had on them, that the activism in general is having on them, and just seeing sort of all of these people massed together and the ideas that are being shared and the things that are being planned. It's really, it just happens nowhere else.
It's an exciting time. Mark, what about you? What was the best part about Porkfest 09?
I just like the mingling from going from campsite to campsite, just walking around talking to people that I know or that I've never met, and just stopping in, hanging out, drinking their beer and eating their hot dogs.
Yeah, the people is what it's all about, for me at least. I agree. I think there's some really cool activities, and there's a lot that you can do, and it's going to be happening at Rogers Campground, same place as last year, in Lancaster, New Hampshire. If you couldn't make it last year, get on up here this year. This year promises to be even bigger than before. Curtis is one of our co-hosts. He is involved in the creation of the event this year, and they are putting together some really awesome ideas. The brand-new Agora Alley, where there'll be all kinds of gray market things being sold without government permission slips. There's a lot of family activities that'll be going on, parties, and of course, as you said, Mark, campsites and socializing and just having a good time for a weekend and in some cases a week. It runs officially from the 24th through the 27th of June. You can go to porkfest2010.com to get more info, but a lot of people show up early. They'll show up the beginning of the week, and they'll camp out and they'll socialize all week long and have a great week-long vacation. Maybe drive around the state, visit different parts of New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up here and get plugged in to the community, the Liberty Activist community that you hear so much about on this program. It's real. These people are real. And, you know, Mark, you mentioned before that this Free Talk Live is kind of like a reality radio show. It's probably one of the closest things that the radio business has to reality radio. You've heard of reality television. There's a lot of editing and crap that goes into that.
Right. In reality television, well, they take 10 nuts and they throw them in a house together and then see what happens. Here on Free Talk Live, we've taken hundreds of nuts, thrown them into a state, and see what happens together.
Yeah, it's awesome. Go to porkfest2010.com, porcfest2010.com. It's going to be fantastic. Not too late to get registered and get on up here. In fact, if you're short on funds, there are sections of the Porkfest website that actually allow you to get together with other people that might be in your area to share a ride, to come up and split the cost, and split a campsite, that kind of thing. So to make it even more affordable than it would normally be. I mean, it's not that expensive to camp. But if you're traveling from across the country, there's some added expenses that you have to deal with. So porkfest2010.com, we'll see you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. By the way, a quick correction. Earlier I said that Christine Smith's blog about Rand Paul needed more citations. She actually has a link at the very bottom where Rand Paul, it's his own website where he talks about how he differs from his father, and he does specifically say, I do not support eliminating all federal laws or penalty on marijuana. Hmm. To his credit, he does go on to say that he thinks, I don't think the federal government should mandate 10-year sentences for drug possession. I think justice is better meted out by local judges in each community, and that a teenager caught with drugs, counseling is preferred over federal laws, which sometimes require 10 years in jail. So there's some compassion there from him on that issue. He deserves credit for that. But to say that on one hand, he believes the state should handle it, but on the other hand, that he doesn't believe the federal government's laws on marijuana should be repealed, a little confusing.
That's not somebody that gets liberty. I mean,
he's not there.
How could you
hold
that
position? He doesn't get the Constitution if he thinks the federal government has any business regulating marijuana. Because it doesn't. The federal constitution has nothing to do with what one state can make legal and what they can't.
So, and this is right after. It's right after he says, I love my father and have great respect for him. What I most admire is that his vote is not for sale or rent. That does not mean I agree with him on every issue. And the first thing he says is, I do not support. So the first issue he doesn't agree with Dad on is pot. I do not support eliminating all federal laws or penalties on marijuana. And he just talks about marijuana. Who knows how hawkish he is as far as a drug warrior on the other drugs? Notice how he doesn't mention ending the war on drugs. Ron Paul would have no problem standing up in front of a national audience and saying, this drug war has got to end, and that means on everything. I've heard him say things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know he has no problem with it. And this guy, he doesn't even want to address the issue. He just wants to talk about marijuana. So just wanted to clarify that from Christine Smith's blog. She linked to it over at Rand Paul's own website. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Ben, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hey, Ben. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk about this topic, free men on the land. I hadn't known about it for a long time. I've been, into libertarianism and stuff like that for a long time. And, recently somebody told me about it. And it's really powerful because, it can actually get you legally, well, lawfully, same thing. It can get you out of having to deal with all these laws.
You think so? Now, have you actually? It's very interesting, and I think it's all very fascinating. I like the concept, but have you actually applied it?
I have not.
Oh, okay. See, this is frequently what we hear is people will call in.
Did someone offer you a program where you have to pay to find out more?
No. All the information that I've been reading has been free.
This is Robert Menard, right?
Well, I've read.
Or
his stuff. And then there's another one, 1215.org, that I read a lot of stuff on.
Robert Menard is great. I like the guy. We've had him on this show in the past. He runs the thinkfree.ca website, thinkfree. It's a Canadian site.
Mm-hmm.
And even Robert Menard will tell you that this isn't going to – doing what he does is not going to set you free from their controls, that you have to expect that you're going to get arrested and that things like they're going to continue aggressing against you. And it's common that we'll have people call in and say, well, I found this Freeman idea and it sounds – you know, this is going to do it. This is going to set you free. And then we ask them, well, are you free? Have you applied these ideas? Well, and the answer is always no. And when we always ask, we say, look, we want to hear your story. When you're ready to go out there and do this stuff and declare yourself sovereign and start acting like a sovereign and doing the things that, you know, Robert Menard might suggest or that movement suggests, please call us and let us know what your experiences have been. And we don't get those calls. So I'm not saying it wouldn't work. I've seen some pretty interesting video. There was a couple guys in Canada that recorded their stop by the police. The police took a look at their paperwork, and they just said, all right, well, you can go. And they didn't have a license plate on the car. They had a handmade, hand-scrawled license. And it was a really interesting video. But those same folks also had the same government come and aggress against them at their home. And their paperwork didn't save them, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right. And I know that it's not flawless. There's you have to do a lot of work to probably figure out. And like I said, I haven't actually done it. I've read a lot about it, and I've listened to a lot of stuff about it, and I do plan on doing it, once I have gotten enough, education about it, I think.
One of the things that I don't really care for is the paperwork idea. A lot of some of the promoters would suggest, well, you have to file this with this government bureaucracy, and you have to fill out these papers, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm free, then I will just kind of declare myself that and act that way. I've found that no matter how much paperwork I file with them, it doesn't seem to really have any effect on anything.
Well, I think there is some validity to being able to challenge the government through their own system and, you know, file the right papers in the right order and say the right things. My problem with it is, in order to do that and in order to defend those documents when they come and attack them and try and get them dismissed in some sleazy way, it takes almost 10 years of research and study in this stuff, and that's just not a commitment I'm willing to invest in.
I have an idea, though, that I think can make this Freeman on the land idea actually work. So if you want to hang on, Ben, I'll talk to you about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. I'm not going to give you the numbers because we've got people that still want to talk and they are waiting patiently, so we will do our best to get to you. You can visit our website, freetalklive.com, and get interactive. There's a lot to do there. The webcam is there. It allows you to watch, listen, and chat. You can actually interact with other listeners while you watch at cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by memorydealers.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, government is a wonderful thing. You should already know that. Unless you weren't paying attention in the 13 years of school the government made you attend and the government controlled and the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their house. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com as we continue. Ben is back with us here. Ben, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
I'm still here.
Now, Ben, quick question. How long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
Not very long. I think this is probably like the first or second time I've ever seen your show.
Excellent. How did you find the show, may I ask?
I found your show through boldvoices.tv.
Oh, great.
Which rebroadcasts you through streaming.
Well, welcome aboard. In fact, the folks from boldvoices.tv, I met them last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Nice people, and they've got the Liberty Radio Network running there constantly. And so I'm glad you found the show, which means, are you new to the idea of the Free State Project?
Yeah, actually, I just heard about that from them probably a month ago or so, and I haven't like signed up or anything, but I mean, I'm actually pretty interested in moving to New Hampshire.
Great. You know, and here's why you should be, because you believe in sovereignty. You've come across the ideas of being a free individual, and you have the desire to – you were just telling us – you have the desire to implement these ideas. And I would like to caution you and to say that whatever you do, Ben, don't do this in Illinois. You're calling from Illinois. And Illinois is one of the scariest places for a freedom lover to be. And you sound relatively young, which means you're probably pretty mobile. You're not really likely tied down by owning a home and things like that.
I'm self-employed.
Great. Means you're even more free to pick up and do what you need to do. And what, in my opinion, you should do – please consider, give these the utmost consideration, is look into the Free State Project. Look, visit Porcupine Porkfest 2010. Get signed up for the Porkfest. Come on out and literally meet hundreds of like-minded people who are all in the same place. Thousands more are coming up here to New Hampshire, and a number of them, not all of them, but a number of them are very like-minded in that they agree with the Freeman ideas. I drove around with a private license plate on my car for 30 miles until they popped me for it. There are people up here that would like to move forward with mass movements of freedom to travel and things like that, and doing this kind of disobedience, you know, not having a government driver's license, that sort of thing. We need more numbers. We need people, because if you're alone in Illinois doing this stuff, they're going to roll right over you like a tank, and you're going to be crushed within the bowels of the system. Whereas if you're here in New Hampshire amongst other like-minded people, you actually have a chance. You'll have people backing you up, people on your side.
And I would also recommend taking a look at freekeen.com. You can see, you know, court trials and the way things have been progressing here. There are some things that are along those same lines already going on.
Yeah, you can actually watch full-length trials of activists who have refused to cooperate with the government. There's a fairly decent, probably the only significant non-cooperation and civil disobedience movement in the whole liberty movement up here in New Hampshire. And, of course, there's also a lot of political things that are happening, too. So, yeah, freestateproject.org, freekeen.com is our blog site. That's where we post a lot of neat video and stuff like that. There's a forum there that you can get interactive on. In fact, in the Freekeen forum is a subsection called the Shire Society, where we're talking about creating essentially a society for free people, for the freemen, if you will.
Would that be like separate from the quote unquote Society of United States?
Yeah, exactly. It would be a way for people to opt out, to actually opt out and literally sign on to an alternative society. So these things are happening here. I mean, I changed my last name to Freeman because of these issues, because I believe that's who I am today as opposed to who I was when I was born. And so I think you'll find a group of like-minded souls up here that would appreciate having you amongst them. And I thank you for the call and appreciate hearing from you. Maybe we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Fest. Let's continue, but briefly, Sam, you wanted to comment on something earlier that you promised.
Yeah, I know we've got callers waiting. I did tease the audience, though, with trying to explain what the caller in one of the last segments was talking about when it comes to the bankers and immigration. So what I understand from, you know, kind of the conspiracy theory on this subject or views on this subject, it relates to this. The immigrants are being brought in to drive down wages. But, of course, that's a short-sighted viewpoint, because the wages are driven up by mandatory minimums, by, you know, the minimum wage laws. So it creates this sort of gap where people aren't hired because those jobs are just not worth $7.35 an hour or whatever minimum wage is these days. So, but the immigrants are blamed as, well, you're destroying the economy by bringing in all of this undocumented labor that works for cheap and drives up unemployment, puts people out of jobs. There's also they get these constum matriculum cards, is something along those lines. It's basically an ID card from the Mexican embassy where they can go in, they can use that, sign up for power with, you know, the local power company, Texas Electric or whatever. And they get free power for 3 months before they're cut off because, again, government mandates that the power companies can't turn anybody's power off for non-payment immediately. Whereas if we had a private market and we didn't have the monopoly, that wouldn't be an issue. So there are a number of things like that. There's also bringing them into the police force. And because they were given these opportunities, they're more likely to say, okay, master, I'll do whatever you want because you've made my life so much better. And it's sort of similar to moving National Guard troops to another state. They don't quite have the same connection because they've come from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the viewpoint, is to, you know, bring these people in to sort of collapse the economy. But again, that's not the root cause. It's the government mandates and regulations and so forth. It's the core root cause.
Also, they won't collapse the economy because immigration historically has been very good for the economy. I mean, if immigration drives down prices of wages, then prices can go down, and my dollars will go further.
Right, but then you've also got, you know, ICE doing raids and shutting down factories and disrupting things. problems all over the place. And
the government could crush the economy, but yes, immigrants won't.
But the bankers control the supply of money, and by restricting the supply of money, that's what sends economies down into a depression, typically. So in that process, in that crash that they are engineering, and this is, again, the conspiracy theory on this, they will then consolidate power and take more of the wealth for themselves and then repeat the cycle over again.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Doug in Minnesota on the amp lines. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. Just quickly, I want to say that I increased my amp dollars 233%.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's why I donated to the CD Evolution Fund. Rock on, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, landlord out here, and I did the census, just the one question, sent it in. But they're calling me to ask about my tenants, who apparently aren't cooperating. I should give them a bonus on their rent.
Why did you answer the one question?
It's constitutionally there, and I just did it for the hell of it, just to not be harassed. But I'm being harassed because they want to find out who my previous tenants were last year.
That's what you get. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile, Doug.
Yeah, but they didn't know about my other houses. So, I mean, they're unrelated. I live one place, and these other properties of mine are in other locations. So they called me saying, hey, listen, we talked to your neighbors. They're willing to answer questions about your current tenants if you won't. And I was at the cabin with my friends and had her on speakerphone, and I was rattled off stuff. And they wanted to know who lived there, how many people were there, of course, and I would refuse to answer. So I hung up on her eventually. She calls back, leaves a message saying, lucky for you, we got a hold of your other neighbors who are telling us about your previous tenants.
Yeah, they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, they're saving you from all the horrible things we could do to you, Doug.
Right, and then they said, and I'm putting you down as refusing twice. So I remember you guys were talking a little bit about, you know, what are the consequences of refusing to cooperate, and I don't know if any other answers came up. Any ideas?
I've heard the $5,000 fine. I've heard a $100 fine. I don't know. To me, it's not really an issue.
Yeah, I don't expect any consequences. I'm not concerned. And we'll see what happens, though, because I'm not going to answer any of their damn questions. Thanks, Doug. We got to move on quickly to Jonathan in Connecticut. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Jonathan. Hey,
oh, Johnson.
I actually thought your last name came from your deep and profound respect for Morgan Freeman. I'm probably going to have to call back unless you guys are willing to keep the mics on tonight. But, you know, you mentioned earlier saying that pandering was despicable. And I think saying something like that is tantamount to saying something like, defending yourself if you're being robbed or, you know, if your wife or girlfriend is being raped, you use violence against the person who's harming you. You're saying that, it's like saying that's despicable.
Wow, you're going to definitely have to call back and explain that one tomorrow night. Thanks, Johnson. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.